We've been studying Isaiah.
如果照我们的进度，今天应该是读第38章。
And according to our schedule, we should be on chapter 38.
30到39章，就是以赛亚书第一段落的结束。
Up through chapter 39 is the first segment of the book of Isaiah.
从36章到39章，是一段历史，我们在读列王记的时候曾读过的。
And from chapters 36 through 39 is a historical record that we also studied when we were reading Ezekiel. Second Kings.
那到所以34章跟35章如果以以撒书的信息来说就是第一段落的最高点的地方。
So from 34 to 35 is really the climax of the this section.
就是第一个段落有关于神对万民的审判跟他所为我们所预备的救恩。
Talks about the judgment of the nations and the salvation of the righteous ones.
因为以赛亚书从28章以后，你会看到他一连一开头都是宣告祸灾。有六个祸，从28到33章。
So from chapters 28 to chapters 33, you can see that there are six woes that have been delivered.
之后34章他所传达的信息就好像一个大审判要来，要对全地施行神他的公义审判。
And then starting chapter 4 is the judgment against all nations.
那到35章他马上换了一个情景，他让我们看到神为他的百姓准备了一座城，里面打开一条路，让我们可以得到他的救恩。
And then on chapter 35, it changes tune and says the joy of the redeemed.
那这个神所预备的城，其实也就是一开始的时候神他说在幕后他要高举的，他要建立的山，神的他的圣城。
And the redeemed will be brought to a glorious city that God has prepared. And he mentioned that city from the get-go, a glorious city that would be elevated above all others.
那是神建立的山，高举过万灵万民都要流归这山的一个预言。
And it'd be a mountain, the city set on a mountain, and all the nations would flock to it.
那其实所预告的就是幕后神所要建设的真教会。
And this refers and pre-shadows and prefigures the church in the last times.
那第35章，他就让我们看到，在这一个神的国里，这一座神所建设的城，它是如何的荣耀。
And chapter 35 tells us how glorious that church of the last days will be.
那在里面的人是何等的喜乐。
And how happy will the people be within that city?
能够成为神的民是何等的有福。
Because it is truly blessed to be the people of God.
那我们今天就来看我们要走在这条路上进入这个城。
And so today our topic will be how to walk on this way to holiness and righteousness.
我们现在先看以赛亚书第35章。
So let's turn to Isaiah chapter 35.
先看第35章，我们先来读第8节。
Isaiah 35 verse 8.
以赛亚书35章第8节。
Isaiah 35 verse 8.
来，请读。
Verse 8, and a highway will be there. It will be called the way of holiness. The unclean will not journey on it. It will be for those who walk in that way. Wicked fools will not go about on it.
这一节很清楚地说，在那里有一条大道，称作圣路。
So there will be a highway, and that highway is called the way of holiness.
这条路是专门为神救赎的百姓所预备，他们在走的。
And this way is strictly for those who want to walk in that way, the people of God.
他说，污秽的人不会经过。
The unclean cannot walk on it.
所以在这条路上所有人都有共同的特质，就是圣洁。
And so the common theme of all who walk on this way is holiness.
这圣洁不是其实不是靠自己去追求。
Holiness is not brought on by one's own endeavors.
一开始一定是神的恩典。
But the starting point for holiness is the mercy of God.
这是神他的救赎。
This is his salvation.
其实他所告诉我们的信息是神要赦主耶稣基督要赦免人的罪。
And so God here is telling us that he will send his son Jesus Christ to wash away our sins.
我们要从这一章来看我们要如何走在这条路上。
And so how can we walk on this way?
那我们先看第一节。
Verse 1.
在这个神的国度里面，我们要先看到他的荣耀。
In order to see the glory of our God,
看第一节。
Let's look at verse 1.
我们看第一节和第二节。
Verse 1 and verse 2.
请读。
Verse 1. The desert and the parched land will be glad. The wilderness will rejoice and blossom like the crocus. It will burst into bloom. It will rejoice greatly and shout for joy. The glory of Lebanon will be given to it.The splendor of Carmel and Sharon. They will see the glory of the Lord, the splendor of our God.
他这里在第二节最后他说，人要看见神的荣耀，我们神的华美。
It says we will see the glory and splendor of our Lord.
这条路是神准备的，这个国是属神的。我们一定要了解我们所敬拜的对象，他是何等的华美。
The way of holiness, the God that we serve.Is a holy and glorious Lord.
这是其实指的是一个属灵的国，因为这跟之前我们在历史上所看到的国非常不同。
Because this is a spiritual nation, a spiritual city, a spiritual mountain. This is much different from the nations of the world.
我们在这个先知的信息里面看到，当时候神的百姓他们是怎么样让神生气，而且真的是充满罪恶的。
And through the history of Israelites, we can see.That they had wandered astray, they had sinned against God, and God had punished them.
这是为什么先知要不断的来呼吁说祸灾祸灾祸灾。
And that's why the prophet Isaiah says, "Whoa, whoa, 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 whoa."
但是到后来，你看他就看让我们看到一个国度，是非常的柔美的。
When the woe ends, we see a glorious city, a glorious mountain.
我们就看到他所现在所讲的不是属地的，应该是属灵的神的国的。
And of course, Isaiah refers to a spiritual nation, a spiritual mountain, a spiritual city.
那这个旷野最后他说，旷野跟干旱之地会欢喜，然后沙漠会快乐，然后到处都是非常繁茂。非常的生机盎然。
So verse 1 says, "The desert will be glad; the wilderness will rejoice and blossom."
那当我们看到这样的一个景象的时候，我们就会很喜乐。
So if one sees this, then one be delighted.
看现在春天一来了那个天气温暖之后，你看我们周围的环境的景象跟在冬天十二月、一月、二月的时候完全不一样。
So if you look outside right now, spring is come.The warm weather is here. It's much, much different than in the doldrums of winter.
当这个树在开花，遍地都是花那个繁花在绽开的时候，我们就看到这个神的作为非常奇妙。
Everything's blooming, growing, blossoming. It's very different, and we can see the majesty of our Lord.
那本来好像是都是沉寂的，都没有动静的，现在突然之间，所有的生物好像都活起来了。
It seemed like everything was dead.But now it is alive.
是为什么会这样子？
Why is this?
其实是神的作为，也是神的灵浇灌。
Because this is the work of God. This is the guidance of God's Spirit.
这个黎巴嫩的荣耀再次的绽放出来，沙伦的玫瑰再绽放清香。
The glory of Lebanon will be given the splendor of Carmel and Sharon.
是其实我们看到这个有一个转变，是从神的灵来的。
So we can see that this turning point comes from the Spirit of God.
我们如果看第三十二章
，Let's turn to chapter 32.
第三十二章第十五节
，Isaiah 32 verse 15.
请读十五节
，Verse 15. Till the Spirit is poured upon us from on high, and the desert becomes a fertile field, and the fertile field seems like a forest.
你看这里特别讲到，等到圣灵从上浇灌我们的时候，现在旷野就变成肥田。
So a desert becomes a fertile field.
所以真正的改变是从圣灵来的。
So the Spirit is what causes transformation.
那这个国度从属世的到属灵的，其实也是神的灵工作的结果。
And to change a worldly secular nation into a spiritual nation, that is also through the Spirit of God.
圣经说这个圣灵像这个活水。
The Spirit of God is likened to a living water.
本来干旱的地。这个有雨水之后，它就被滋润，它这个百物就生长。
A dry, parched land. If the water comes, then things grow.
我们今天人的心，在这个罪里面，其实像干旱的地一样。
It's the same with our hearts. The hearts of man today, hearts of man are like a parched land.
神的国如果没有照神的话去做，其实属神的百姓感觉上跟这个不信神的人好像没什么差别。
If not for the Spirit of God, those who believe in God would be just like the rest of the world, like the secular people around them.
甚至有时候比那个你看神的这些百姓有时候比外邦人还糟糕。
In fact, without the Spirit of God, the people of God are even worse than those people around them.
所以其实我们人从自己的从人的角度来看，没有什么人是好人的。
So from God's perspective, no one is good.
那以色列百姓他是被神拣选，实际上神的恩典临到他们，不是他们特别好。
The Israelites were chosen by God. They had special mercy bestowed upon them. It's not because of their own doing or of their own goodness.
其实神选择一群人是为了要准备主耶稣基督来到我们人间而已。
But God chose people in order to prepare the way for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那把神的心意向世人显明，让众人可以知道神要人做什么。
And so that people could know how to behave as human beings, Jesus came as a human being.
神拣选的最终的目的其实就是要准备主耶稣基督进入人间，让我们所有人都可以因着他得救。
And so through the choosing of the Israelites came Jesus, and through Jesus, all people know.How to be holy people.
所以圣经最真正的重点是在让我们看到主耶稣基督他准备的救恩。
And so the whole Bible talks and speaks to the coming of our Christ.
那我们看过去的这些百姓他们所留下的这些见解，我们一定要得到教训。我们应该怎么样来进入神的国，能够得到他的祝福
？And so studying the Bible and the ways of the people in it, we can learn how to walk on the way to the kingdom of heaven.
那这个就是圣灵的工作。
This is the work of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们看神的灵，他创造宇宙万物，他最后也建设了他的这个真正的属灵的国度。
So in the beginning, God created the world, and God creates a way of redemption, a way of holiness.
那所以我们今天要看到主耶稣基督的华美。
So if we want to behold the glory of our Lord Jesus,
那我们要能够了解神的心意。
If we want to understand the heart of God,
他现在要让我们能够看到他的这个作为能够了解他的荣耀，我们欢喜快乐。
If we want to see the throne of God and its glory, and rejoice in it,
那所以他这里强调说，人必看见神的荣耀。
So if we want to witness with our own eyes the glory of God,
我们要追求去认识神。
Then we need to know God.
我们时常我们会很用心的去知道这些我们所学的知识学问。
If we're in school, we study our hard to learn our subjects.
或者是我们的工作，我们尽心的想要去知道一些原理。
Or at work, we work hard and try to study hard to understand the inner workings of our job.
但是我们一定要在我们的信仰上下功夫的去认识我们这位神。
In likewise fashion, we need to put effort into knowing God.
我们的神真的是无穷的。
Because our God,
我们越花时间跟他亲近，然后读他的话语，我们会发现他真的非常的奇妙。
Because our God is wonderful, our God is majestic.
那要认识神，就是要认识耶稣，透过耶稣基督的。
And the more we study Him, the more majestic we'll feel He is, and this is through the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以今天主耶稣基督是神的奥秘。
So the Lord Jesus Christ is the mystery of God.
我们读圣经，我们看到神的作为。
So when we read the Bible, that's how we see the throne of God.
我们追求被圣灵充满。
That's how we are filled with the Holy Spirit.
我们才能够看到主耶稣基督他的荣美，他的好。
And through His Word and through His Spirit, then we can see the majesty, the glory of our Lord Jesus.
因为借着圣灵，他改变我们的心。
Because only through the Holy Spirit will our hearts be transformed.
借着圣灵也让我们看到，让我们掌握盼望。
Only the Holy Spirit can give us hope.
因为圣灵他是我们得天国基业的凭据。
Because the Holy Spirit is the guarantee of the kingdom of heaven.
我们今天要被圣灵充满，其实说明我们今天对天国的产业有盼望。
So if we are filled with the Holy Spirit, then we are filled with the hope that we have a place in the kingdom of God.
因为圣灵像个印记，让我们知道说我们是属神的，我们天国有份。
Because the Holy Spirit is a seal that tells us that we have a part.
那我们领受圣灵之后，一定要被圣灵充满。
So once we receive the Holy Spirit, we have to seek after its fullness.
我们继续看第三十五章的第三节。
Let's turn back to Isaiah 35 verse 3.
请读三节跟第四节。
Isaiah 35, 3 and 4. Strengthen the feeble hands, steady the knees that give way. Say to those with fearful hearts, be strong, do not fear. Your God will come. He will come with vengeance, with divine retribution.He will come to save you.
看这里特别提到说，他说你们要使软弱的手坚壮，无力的膝要稳固。
Verse 3, strengthen those feeble hands, steady those knees that give way.
这个在说明这个祷告多重要。
So it tells us how important prayer is.
要使这个软弱的手能够再一次的有力量起来。
To get strength in our feeble hands.
这个无力的膝啊，跪不了了。现在要让它坚固，能够跪在神面前。
To stabilize those knees, we need to kneel down in prayer before our God.
那个胆怯的，现在要刚强，不惧怕。
Those who are fear, be strong and stop fearing.
他说：“看啊，你的神，他是要来拯救你们的。
Your God will come. He's coming to rescue you.
这里让我们看到，其实神他的救赎本身是要拯救我们到底进他的国。
So the ultimate goal is that God wants to save us to enter His kingdom.
他让我们得胜，那个这些仇敌都不能够在神面前站立得住的。
He wants us to triumph over our enemies.
所以今天我们。在这个神的国度里面呢、啊，我们要加强祷告，要让我们的这个手有力，让我们的膝稳固。
And so in the kingdom of God, we kneel before Him to strengthen our feeble hands, to stabilize our knees.
我们要看到神的荣美，要从祷告里面下手。
And that's how we can behold the majesty of God. And starting point is through prayer.
我们要对将来真的有盼望，我们要。And
if we want to gain more hope in our future in God, then we need to pray more.
什么时候我们没有祷告，什么时候我们就没有力量。
If we don't pray, then we don't have strength.
我们今天在这个信仰生活里面，如果我们不祷告，我们所看到的都是缺点。
In our daily spiritual lives, if we don't pray enough, then all we see is weakness and criticism.
但是反过来，如果我们祷告了
，But if we pray,
我们会看到希望
，Then we'll see hope.
我们会看到，哎，神的作为其实。不是我们所想象的。
And then we'll see that the throne of God is not what we thought it was.
神的道路高过人的道路。
Because His way is more majestic than ours.
神的意念高过人的意念。
And His understanding surpasses any of those human beings.
在这个祷告当中，我们才会去看到哦，原来神他的爱。
And through prayer, we can see the love of God.
我们有一句话说啊，没有一件事情大到是。祷告解决不了的。
There's a saying that there's nothing that prayer cannot overcome.
没有一件事情小到你不需要祷告的。
And there is no nothing so small that we can't pray for it.
所以不管大事小事都要先祷告，把它放在神面前。
So it doesn't matter whether the affair is big or small, we need to pray about it.
有祷告，我们才会看到神的他给我们的路。
And only through prayer can we see the way God has prepared for us.
我们今天弟兄姐妹，我们来到教会来。
So today we've come to church.
我们要很珍惜弟兄姐妹可以一起祷告的时候。
So we need to enjoy the time we can spend with our fellow brothers and sisters.
我们在家里面，我们都可能自己在祷告。
At home we may pray by our lonesome.
最多也是我们自己家人一起祷告。
At most we pray with our family members.
但是我们一个人祷告跟十个人祷告，那感觉不一样。
But the feeling that we get when we pray by ourselves versus praying with 10 other people is very different.
十个人祷告跟一百人祷告不一样。
And then 10 people praying versus 100 people praying, that's even more different.
我们可以想象，如果我们一千人一起祷告会有什么结果
？How about 1,000 people praying together?
启示录里面记载，在天上神的国度里面，有千万的天使一起在颂赞神。
In the Bible records in the kingdom of God, hosts.Thousands and thousands, multitudes of angels and saints praising God.
那时候又是何等的荣耀？那是何等有力
？That is great power, great majesty, great glory.
这是为什么在启示录里面说，当众圣徒在祷告，他们在赞美神的时候，像打雷的声音，重水的声音。
And that's why in the book of Revelations, when the saints in heaven are praising God, it is like the peal of thunder is like a great roaring water.
那这个就是在说明今天祷告是得到力量的。
So through prayer, we gain strength and power.
我们来到神的殿呢，要祷告。
So when we come to the temple of God, we need to pray.
我们一定要愿意拨一点时间。安静地跪在神面前。
We need to be willing to devote more time to still our hearts, come before God, kneel down.
想想我们来到神的家，我们看到神的荣美吗
？So that we can see the glory of God when we come to the temple of God.
我们感受到神在带领我们的路吗
？So that we can feel that God is guiding our footsteps, guiding our way.
我们如果愿意把我们所有一切都交在他手上
，So if we are willing to hand over our burdens, give Him everything.
他就让我们乐上加乐。
Then He will add to us joy upon joy.
让我们来见到神的时候，我们喜乐。
So that we will rejoice when we come before Him.
我们知道神的带领我们更加喜乐。
And when we feel that His abidance and His guidance, we'll be even more delighted.
所以不管多忙
，So it doesn't matter how busy we may be.
来到教会先祷告一下。
When we come to church, let's kneel down and pray.
一定要来到这里，知道说神在这里，我要跟他祷告。
When we come to church, we need to know that Jesus is here. We're going to kneel down and pray to Him.
有时候。不是这个时间长短的问题。
It doesn't matter whether your prayer is short or long.
很重要的是我们这个心，我们对他 对他敬拜的这个心。
Most important is your heart.
如果我们养成这样的习惯
，If we adopt a sincere attitude to pray，
我们今天来到神的教会要工作，先祷告。
Before we come to church and do anything, we pray.
啊，不管是煮饭的，还是要做其他工作的。
It could be as menial as cleaning or even cooking or anything. Pray.
我们先到会堂的祷告一下。
Come to the church.
之后再去工作。
Come to the chapel, pray, and then go do your work.
那我们今天要做圣工，我们要做教会服事的，要领会，要讲道，要领事的，更需要这样子。
And same, even more so if you're leading a service.
啊，因为我们现在是在做神的工。
Because we are doing the work of God.
我们需要神的灵帮助。
We need the Spirit of God.
那我们需要这里说，要使软弱的手坚壮起来。
And that's how we strengthen feeble hands.
我们要刚强，我们有时候需要弟兄姐妹帮助祷告。
Sometimes our hands are so feeble, we need other brothers and sisters to pray for us.
我们有时候软弱无力。
Because we are so weak.
但是感谢主，有弟兄姐妹他在帮我们祷告。
And thank God, we do have these brothers and sisters who are willing to pray for us.
所以其实有许多人在默默的为我们祷告，我们可能不知道。
Sometimes many brothers and sisters may be praying for us in secret, and we don't even know.
同时，我们要了解，我们需要为他人祷告。
And so we need to learn that we need to pray for other people.
我们有些弟兄姐妹他们在软弱当中，我们知道的为他祷告。
If we know that others are weak physically, spiritually, then we should pray for them.
有些人的缺点，你一直指责他没有用，祷告。
Sometimes, you know, we try to point out and criticize people's weaknesses. That's of no use. Just pray for them.
父母亲看到孩子很多缺点。
Parents, we can see the faults and the weaknesses of our own
children. 要调整，要改变。
We know that they need to improve. They need to correct those weaknesses.
但是你一直去这样子指责，他不发生功效啊。
Sometimes we may nag them to death and just keep on saying the same thing over and over, but see no effect.
如果换一个方法，先祷告。
But let's turn things around. Let's pray.
神就很奇妙的工作。
And then we will see the wonderful work of God.
一样，我们今天看我们的周遭的弟兄姐妹也是这样子。
Same thing in our church among our brothers and sisters.
有些我们看不顺眼的，先祷告。
Some things are not pleasant to our eyes. Let's pray for it.
有时候是我们的问题。
Maybe sometimes it's our own eyes, it's us as well.
我们自己的想法。
Because it's our own opinion.
别人可能不符合我的想法而已。
And maybe their opinion is different from us, so we disagree.
在祷告里面，我们要求神改变我们自己。
So we need to pray that God changes our hearts.
那我们每一个人都愿意遵照真理而行。
So that we can walk in the way that God has prepared.
所以在祷告当中，我们才有可能互相帮助。
It's through prayer that we can unite and help each other.
那我们需要在教会里面推动加强祷告的功夫。
So in our church, we have to stress and emphasize prayer.
我们在家里面如果有祷告的生活
，If we have a life of prayer at home,
其实很自然的，我们来到教会，我们会想要祷告。
Then naturally, when we come to church, we'll want to pray.
因为教会里面更安静。
Because here at prayer, it's a perfect environment to pray.
在家里面可能有很多杂事。
At home, there's a lot of distraction.
可是在教会，你就可以很专心。
But here at church, we can concentrate.
而且有弟兄姐妹，当共同祷告的时候，力量更明显。
If other brothers and prayers, my brothers and sisters join you in prayer, then wow, that prayer becomes so much more effective and powerful.
我们来看希伯来书第十二章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 12.
希伯来书十二章。
Hebrews chapter 12.
十二章，我们请看第十二节。
Hebrews 12, verse 12.
十二章十二节，十二节十三节，请读。
Hebrews 12 verse 12 and verse 13. 12. Therefore, strengthen your feeble arms and weak knees. 13. Make level paths for your feet, so that the lame may not be disabled, but rather healed.
哦，这里特别提到说，要把下垂的手、发酸的腿，把它挺起来。
Verse 12. It echoes what we read before. Strengthen your feeble arms and weak knees.
为自己的脚把这个道路修直了，使瘸子不至于歪脚，反得痊愈。
Make level paths for your feet, so that the lame will not be disabled, but rather healed.
我们要彼此代祷。
We need to pray for one another.
那我们每一个人在这个膝啊，都能够稳固跪在神面前。
So that we can kneel down before God.
那神的这个能力就覆盖我们。
And then God's power will come upon us.
所以今天我们要走在这条路上。
So this is the way we need to walk.
我们要首先看到的，我们的主是华美的。
First, we need to behold the majesty, the glory of our God.
他应许圣灵降给我们。
He wants to give us His glorious Holy Spirit.
他亲自建设他的国度，他的教会。
And that's how He establishes His nation, His church.
他的荣美展现他的爱里面。
His glory resides in His love.
他的爱就是为我们牺牲的。
And His love was His sacrifice of His life for us.
他赐给我们圣灵。
He gave us His Holy Spirit.
赐给我们力量。
To give us power.
那我们要愿意用这个神所最赏赐最美的宝贵，做最美的这个礼物。
We need to be willing to accept and utilize this precious gift that He's given us.
在这个祷告当中才有力。
And through prayer, we can gain strength. Then we can walk on the way. Then we can see that this way is the only way, the special way. So we can hear the voice behind us guiding us. It doesn't matter what difficulty we may encounter.
像以赛亚书三十章说的，他说有时候神给我们艰难当饼，困苦当水。
It's just like Isaiah says in chapter 30, that sometimes hardship will come upon us.
那但是他说你会听到后面有声音说这是正路要行在其间。
But behind us, there'll be a quiet voice saying, this is the way you should go, this is the way you should proceed.
我们祷告当中才能够听到神的声音。
It's through prayer that we can hear this voice.
那我们才我们的这个脚才会有力稳固。
And that's how our feet will be strengthened.
那走在这条路上就行走力上加力。
And then we can walk in the way of God.And it get power upon power.
那我们当我们愿意这样子来顺服神走在这条路上的时候
，So when we're willing to serve God in this fashion,
那圣灵工作以后，我们会有一个改变。
Through the Holy Spirit, we'll be transformed.
看回来以赛亚书三十五章
，Turn back to Isaiah 35.
请读第五节第六节。
Isaiah 35 verse 5 and verse 6. Isaiah 35:5. Then will the eyes of the blind be opened and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Verse 6. Then will the lame leap like a deer and the mute tongue shout for joy.Water will gush forth in the wilderness and streams in the desert.
你看这里所描述就是今天神的这个灵啊，它浇灌之后，这个神的百姓他所发出的改变。
Once the Spirit of God comes upon the people of God will be transformed.
你看他现在是那个瞎眼的看见了。
The blind will see.
他瞎眼的本来今天我们很多人其实都虽然肉体眼睛很亮，但是心眼是瞎的。
We may have 20/20 vision, great vision here in this world, but spiritually we're blind.
但是当神的话临到我们，其实神的灵浇灌以后，我们的眼睛就打开。
But when the word of God comes upon us, when the Spirit of God transforms us, then our eyes will be opened.
我们看到的是神的他的路，他的柔美。
Then what we'll see is God, His Majesty, His glory, His way.
那我们就知道说，哦，原来以前我们所不看重的其实是很重要。
And then that which we ignored in the past will behold and view that as the most important.
那以前我们很其实以前我们很看重的其实没什么价值。
And then that which was secular and we thought was the most important thing in our lives becomes unimportant at all.
如果我们看第三十二章，以赛亚书三十二章。
If we turn to Isaiah 32,
三十二章第三节跟第四节。
32 verse 3 and verse 4.Isaiah 32, verse 3 and verse 4. Then the eyes of those who see will no longer be closed, and the ears of those who hear will listen. For the mind of the rash will know and understand, and the stammering tongue will be fluent and clear.
第五节
Verse 5. No longer will the fool be called noble, nor the scoundrel be highly respected.
你看这里，这个就是这个神他的这个话语，他的灵所带来的改变啊。
This is the transformation that comes only through the Spirit of God.
能看的人眼睛不再昏迷了，他的心灵打开，他了解了。
The blind can see, their hearts are open so that they can understand.
那能听的人，他现在耳朵能够听明白了。
The deaf can now hear and understand the words of God.
那本来是结巴的舌头的，现在可以讲话流利
了。The mute now can speak.
哦，所以当以赛亚他在听到神的呼叫说，哎。我可以差遣谁肯为我们去呢
？So when Isaiah heard his calling, when God called out, who can we send?
那以赛亚说：“我在这里，差遣我。
”And then Isaiah responded, "Here I am, send me."
那时候神就跟以赛亚说
：“At that point in time, God said to Isaiah."
这些百姓是眼睛是看，但是看不明白；听是听见，但是不知道了。
I'm sending to you to a people who can see but not perceive, who hear but do not listen.
他们的心好像被纸油把它包起来一样了。
Their hearts have been obscured and have no understanding.
哦，这个是当时候，你看救恩还没有来以前，人性的表现就是这样子。
And before salvation comes to us, this is the way of the world, the heart of the world.
但是今天基督来了，他改变了。
But Jesus comes to change the world.
这本来瞎眼的，现在眼睛打开。
The blind can now see.
看到自己的罪恶。
See their own sin and the sinful lives that they live.
我们在这个圣灵的这个引导浇灌底下，我们会看到自己的缺点的。
So through the Holy Spirit, through the guidance of God, we can see our own shortcomings.
那我们会听到神的声音。
We can hear the voice of God.
所以聋子会听见。
So that we can, the deaf can hear.
那瘸子会跳跃像鹿一样、哦。
And the lame can jump up like a deer.
就是本来他们没有办法行道理，没有力量的。
This is impossible because they had no strength.
但现在突然之间他们就有力起来了。
But now they have power.
这全部都是从圣灵来的。
This is from the power of the Holy Spirit.
那都是神他的恩典。
This is the mercy of God.
我们如果愿意来领受，来祈求，我们就得到了。
If we're willing to kneel down and pray and ask God for His Holy Spirit for His power, then we will receive this transformation.
那本来哑巴的不会颂赞的，现在也啊嘴巴打开可以这样高声颂赞神了。
Those who could not speak because they're mute, all of a sudden they can shout for joy.
你看有的人，他们本来一开口，嘴巴一打开都是脏话，不然就是骂人的话，都是不好听的话。
We've all known people who every word that comes out of their mouth is unpleasant to hear. It's vulgar. It's coarse. It's crude.
但是当我们能够进入这个神的城哦，进入他的这个家，就改变了。
But they enter the kingdom of God, they enter the church of God, and their lives are transformed.
哑巴的舌头就欢唱。
That mute tongue shouts for joy.
哦，那这个就是今天神他的作为。
This is the throne of God.
我们可以看回来第三十五章。
Let's turn back to chapter 35.
第六节、第七节。
Chapter 35, verse 6 and 7.
第七节，对不起，第七节。
Verse 7, the burning sand will become a pool, and thirsty ground bubbling springs. In the haunts where jackals once lay, grass and reeds and papyrus will grow.
因为这里活水啊，这个发光的沙要变成水池，干旱之地要变成泉源啊，有活水涌出。
A burning sand becomes a pool, thirsty ground bubbling springs.
那这个就是其实在说明这个。神的能力源源不绝，圣灵的工作非常明显。
The manifestation of the power of the Holy Spirit and its work is great.
我们今天很多人他明白道理是在等到圣灵浇灌以后，他就知道说哦，原来是这样子。
Some people they don't understand the Word of God, and when the Holy Spirit comes upon them, all of a sudden they can understand it.
那主耶稣他在传福音的时候，他应许要赐给我们这个活水的泉源。
And so when Jesus was in the world preaching, he promised that he would send his blessed Holy Spirit like a pool of living water.
那真的当了这个圣灵临到的时候，这个人的心就喜乐起来。
And then when the Holy Spirit came upon the disciples, they were overjoyed.
他们以前认为很对的事情，他们知道说哦，原来为什么是对，他们知道一个原理了。
And all of a sudden, they came to deeper understanding of why they were doing what they had done.
你看，主耶稣基督在约翰福音第四章在应许这个撒玛利亚妇人。
Let's turn to John chapter 4, where Jesus encounters the Samaritan woman.
约翰福音第四章。
John chapter 4.
第四章是主耶稣跟这个撒玛利亚人在传福音的时候的记录。
John 4 records an encounter Jesus had with a woman from Samaria.
第十四节
，verse 14.
人若喝我所赐的水，就永远不渴。我所赐的水要在他里头成为泉源，直涌到永生。
Verse 14, Jesus says, "But whoever drinks the water I give him will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life."
这个泉源是要涌到永生啊。
This water wells up to eternal life.
也就是说，它这里面它带给我们永生，它其实也一直引导我们进入永生里。
This water gives us eternal life. This water brings us to eternal life.
我们弟兄姐妹，我们领受圣灵之后，我们一定要好好的把这个圣灵成为我们的泉源，
so,
成为不源源不绝的帮助。
And so when we receive the Holy Spirit, we must be determined, be filled with the Holy Spirit, so that we can use it to bring us to eternal life.
什么时候我们停止祷告，我们停止追求被圣灵充满之后，我们就没力量了。
The day we stop praying is the day we become weaker and weaker.
我们的信心就软弱。
Then our faith disintegrates.
但是我们如果持续不断的一直祷告，
but if we keep on praying day after day,
我们会听到神的声音，我们会一直想要来亲近神。
Then we'll hear the voice of God saying, "Come to me, and we'll draw closer to God."
那这个活水让我们不渴，我们内心有满足。
And this water quenches our thirst, the thirst that we have in our inner soul.
那我们就有对这个外界就有抵抗力了。
So that we have strength to resist the temptations of the world.
有时候我们会容易被引诱，是因为我们觉得不满足。
Sometimes we are tempted by the things of the world because we feel thirsty in our hearts.
我们会觉得说好像有东西可以更对我们更有吸引力，它能够让我们得到饱足，好像觉得我们会觉得很舒服。
We think that there's something out there, some temptation that will satisfy the needs of our soul better than the Word of God.
但其实这些都是没有功效的。
But these are worthless.
外这个世界的方法要得到满足都是不管用的。
Because nothing in the world can truly satisfy one's soul.
今天这个社会我们自己所经历过都证明这一点。
We can look around us and we can look at the temptations and see how people are never satisfied.
那等到这个撒玛利亚妇人她跟主耶稣有更深入对话之后，她更认识主了。
But the Samaritan woman heard this and had a discourse with Jesus.
她知道主耶稣把她心里面的这些话，她的这些过去都讲出来了。
In fact, Jesus knew all her past history, everything that she was thinking in her heart.
主耶稣亲自跟她说，这和你说话的就是他。
And then a woman says, "Oh, you're a prophet." And Jesus says, "I am the prophet. I am the person who is coming, the Messiah."
主耶稣跟她说，他就是那个救主。
I am the Christ.
那所以，这个妇人就很高兴。
And the woman was overjoyed.
你看，她接下去留下这个水罐只是跑掉了，她去宣告是个好信息。
And she had gone to the well to draw up water, and she even left her pail behind and went to the town to tell everyone. Everything she thought was worthy before, precious and vital, getting water from the well, she just cast
it.
Because she was so overjoyed, she had found the source of true
delight.
Jesus did not provide physical water.
她还是需要来从井里取水啊。
The woman would still have to go to the well to get physical water in the future.
但是她现在已经看到重点不是这个。
But she saw that the most important thing in life was not this well of water.
重要的是这个弥赛亚，他现在他在认识，他找到了。But
rather that the Messiah was right there before her.
所以他整个心就喜乐起来。So
she was delighted.
这个就是今天主耶稣基督他应许的。This
is the promise that Jesus wants to give us today.
这个活水流出来以后啊。
Living water.
我们的这个心是喜乐。
Living water that provides joy.
那你现在走在这条路上，你就越走越高兴了。 And
then as we walk in this way of holiness, our hearts will be joyful and even more joyful.
他会看到这条路到底有多么特别。We'll
see how special this way is.
那我们就很珍惜我能够走在这条路上这个恩典。Then
we're confident to walk in this road because we're confident that we receive mercy on this road.
我们现在看回来以赛亚书35章。Let's
turn to Isaiah 35.
这条路称作圣路。Isaiah
35. Talks about the road as a way of holiness.
这条路有很多特质。
And this road, this highway, has many characteristics.
第八节，35章第八节。
Verse 8.
它在那里有一条大道。
Verse 8 it says it's a highway.
这条是神的大道啊。
It's a highway of God.
其实，在世人眼中，在以世界的观点来看，这条叫窄路。
But really, in the eyes of the world, this is a very narrow road.
这条路崎岖不平,
and it's a very difficult road to walk on.
其实走在里面的人也少,
and very few people are walking this way.
可是在旧约时代，主耶稣他所要给我们准备的路，他限制是说是大道。
But here in this verse, in this chapter, Isaiah says it's a highway.
那这表示说这条路是神特别开的路啊。
So it is a special way that has been opened by our Lord Jesus Christ.
这条路其实充满了恩典跟真理的。
And this way is filled with mercy and love.
这条路是耶稣基督的。
This way is our Lord Jesus Christ.
主耶稣基督他来的时候，他说他就是道路。
Jesus says, "I am the way."
如果不记得我，没有人能到神那边去。
Without me, no one can see God or go to God.
约翰福音第一章14节他说。 主耶稣基督来了，带了恩典跟真理。
In John chapter 1 verse 14, it says Jesus came to bring grace and truth.
这条路其实叫做，这个叫做王的路。
This is the way of the king.
耶稣基督他是当王的。
The king's highway because Jesus is the king.
所以这条路是神开的。
This is the way that's been opened by God.
有恩典有真理。
Filled with grace and truth.
那这条路叫做圣路。
And this way is the way of holiness.
它是为 属民所准备的,
it is for those who are holy, who are chosen.
污秽的人不可以经过,
the unclean cannot journey on it.
这个就是今天我们所敬拜的神是一个圣洁的神,
because our God, the God we worship, is a holy God.
要保持圣洁不容易的,
it is not so easy to maintain one's holiness.
但是也不是不可能,
but it is not impossible.
在今天这个污秽的世界里,
despite the sin and the evil in this world, through the power of the Holy Spirit, we can be holy.
因为神的道理是, 是洁净的，他的话是洁净的。
God's word is righteousness. God's word is pure.
主耶稣基督他本身也是无罪的。
And Jesus himself was without sin.
我们今天要成为他的百姓，被救赎之后，其实我们的罪被赦免。
And so we have been redeemed of our sins when we become believers of Christ.
那这个今天这条道路啊，主耶稣基督他亲自用他的生命铺上以后，他给了一个特质。这一条路是为他的百姓圣洁的民准备的。
And Jesus himself laid down his life, and that's how he paved the highway so that those who believe in him can be saved.
我们需要祈求神帮助我们。
So we ask our Lord to guide us and help us.
我们刚才读希伯来书第十二章那里啊。
We were looking at Hebrews 12 previously.
我们现在看回来十二章第十四节。
Let's turn back to Hebrews 12 verse 14.
希伯来书十二章十四节。
Hebrews 12 verse 14.
请读十四节。
Verse 14, make every effort to live in peace with all men and to be holy. Without holiness, no one will see the Lord.
因为他说没有圣洁，没有人见主。
Without holiness, no one will see the Lord.
这条路其实圣洁的路，最后是通到圣洁的主那里的。
And this highway is to go see the Lord.
我们今天如果没有下一个决心要保守圣洁，很容易就跟随这个世界去了。
If we do not resolve to be holy, then we will.Walk off the highway and follow the way of the world.
这个圣洁哦，是要时时都要去放在心里面。
And so to be holy is a constant resolve we have to put in our hearts.
我的心圣洁吗？
Ask ourselves, is our heart
holy? 我的眼睛圣洁吗？
Are my eyes holy?
那我的耳朵圣洁吗？
Are my ears holy?
我的手有没有圣洁？
Are my hands holy?
我的脚是走在这个圣洁的路？
How about my feet? Am I walking in the way of holiness?
这个是我们今天。全部的生命了。
It's our whole life, our everyday life.
我们每天遇到很多的接受很多的信息，其实都在接受很多的试探引诱的。
Every day we live in this world, we encounter many different temptations.
我们要真的要下功夫祷告。
And we have to make every effort to pray even more.
我们的做父母亲的，我们长辈要为我们的下一代祷告。
As parents, we need to pray for our children.
因为当我们的下一代就没办法保守圣洁之后，我们教会就没有，以后就没有工人。
Because our children need to be holy so that they can stay in the church.
那这样子，神的国度要如何发展呢？
And if they don't stay in the church will not grow.
所以我们需要加紧祷告。
So we need to redouble our efforts in prayer.
我们要教导孩子圣洁，我们自己本身生活就要圣洁。
And if we want our children to be holy, then we ourselves need to be holy.
所以我们做父母亲的，我们过什么日子，我们的孩子就会。就可能是这样子过。
Whatever type of life we live in our daily lives, we set an example for our children to follow.
我们一定要像这里所说的，追求圣洁。没有圣洁，没有人见主。
Because without holiness, no one will see God, and so we have to be holy, so our children can see our holy example.
那我们的嘴巴也能够圣洁。
How about our mouths?
所以讲出的话能够是神的话语。
Do the words coming out of our mouths sound like the words of God?
那些污秽的话语不要出口。
Or are they vulgar and crude?
那这个才配得上我们是被神救赎，我们走在这条圣洁路上的。
This is how we need to conduct ourselves if we want to be holy and walk on the highway of holiness.
那这条路其实也是有分别，因为污秽人不可以经过，所以它这条路是特别分别出来的路。
So this road, the unclean cannot journey on it. So this road is very special.
因为主耶稣用他的血打开了路以后。
Because Jesus opened the way. Jesus is the way.
用他的话，用他的灵来保守这条路。
Through His word, through His Holy Spirit, He protects this way.
所以这个污秽，这罪又不能进入了。
And so, if the unclean cannot enter,
走在里面的人呢，他得到保守。
Then those who stay on the highway will be protected.
我们要把自己分别出来，要记住。
And so, we need to separate ourselves from the rest of the world.
我们不是要去融入这个社会里面，记住。
We should not.Try to put our goals in this life.
因为我们融入社会，表示说我们要跟他们行事为人都跟他们一样。
Because if we put our goals and aspirations in this world, then we want to be like the world.
我们的想法，我们要跟他们一样。
Our thinking, our thoughts cannot be like the way of the world.
但是主耶稣的民不是这样子的。
Because the people of God,
我们是活在这个社会里面。
We may live in this world,
但是不是属于这个世界。
But we do not belong to the world.
我们是属耶稣的。
We belong to Christ.
所以我们的想法一定要是从主耶稣基督来。
And so the way we think, the way we behave must be in the way of Jesus.
我们的目标跟这个世界不一样。
Our goals, our aspirations, our dreams must not be of the way of the world.
因为我们的生命现在要去完成主所 赐给我们的这个使命。
Because our goal is to accomplish the mission that Jesus has set us to.
要去把这个福音传给万民。
That is to preach the gospel to all ends of the world.
要去关心我们神的家。
That is to establish the household of God.
要让我们的生命去为主耶稣活着。
That is to dedicate our lives to serving God.
世人他可能是追求他的名声、财富、
任何物质的东西。The people of the world, they seek after fame and fortune and glory and power.
但是我们不是的。
This is not the way of us.
我们今天是跟万民有分别的百姓。
Our way must be different from the ways of the world.
好，所以今天这条路是分别。我们看希伯来书第十章。
So let's turn back to Hebrews chapter 10.
希伯来书第十章。
Hebrews 10.
请读第十九节、二十节。
Hebrews 10 verse 19 and verse 20.
请读。
Hebrews 10 verse 19 and 20. 19. Therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way opened for us through the curtain.That is his body.
好，那第三二十一节。
And 21. And since we have a great priest over the house of God.
哦，这条路是主耶稣他准备，他是又新又活的。
Jesus prepared a new and living way.
他自己的身体。
Through his body.
哦，所以主耶稣是无罪的。
So Jesus was without sin.
是，所以这条路为主耶稣的百姓预备啊。
This way has been prepared for the people of God.
我们。要懂得去分辨什么叫圣洁的，什么叫世俗的。
We need to understand what is holy versus what is unholy.
那既然要分别，神就给我们一个很清楚的标准，就是他的话语。
And the very clear distinguishing factor is the word of God.
看回来以赛亚书三十五章。
Isaiah 35.
三十五章的第八节。
Isaiah 35 verse 8.
他说，虽然行路人虽然是愚昧，也不至于失迷。最后。
It says wicked fools will know not go about on it.
也就是说，其实在这条路上啊，不会走迷的啦。
And
以事实的角度来看，好像这个人不聪明。
And the simple will not stray from it. So, wicked or fools or simple.
但是他不会失迷，因为他这条路的指示非常清楚，目标很明显。
The simple can understand the road because it's a very simple way.
今天神的话其实很简单。
God's word is simple.
你就用一个单纯的心哦，去看它。
If we can just read the word of God with a very simple heart,
相信这个神的话语。
If we can just have a simple faith in the word of God,
有些好像我们不了解，你就做看就对了。
If we don't understand why the word of God says what the word of God says, don't try to overanalyze it. Just accept it.
去做了就会有感觉，就知道说不同。
And if we follow simple faith.To simply obey the word of God, then we'll see, wow, the way of God is great.
没有什么高深的这么理论。
It's not a crazy, mysterious philosophy.
是非常非常直接的，是非常有力的。
It's very straightforward, but filled with power.
神的话，我们去做了，我们就有体验，我们就知道神是真实的。
If we just simply follow the word of God, then we will simply gain the power of God.
那神的话语一打开，就发出亮光，这个。愚昧的就得智慧，变聪明。
All of a sudden, the fools will gain wisdom.
所以真正聪明的是谁
？So who is truly wise?
懂得去遵照神的话的人。
Truly wise are those who seek to follow the word of God.
那最后他就可以远离恶事。
And then through that, they can depart from the sinful world.
那这条路是平安的路。
This highway is a way of peace.
第九节说
，Verse 9，
请读第九节。
Verse 9， No lion will be there, nor will any ferocious beast get on it. They will not be found there.But only the redeemed will walk.
这是神亲自在保守的，这些猛兽、恶、这些会伤害的都不会出现的。
So people, God will protect the people on the highway. No danger will befall them.
这个其实充满危险，但是有神的保守。
There is danger, but there is also the protection of God.
这个魔鬼像吼叫的狮子，遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的。
Because the devil is like a roaring lion, looking for those that he can consume.
但是这个神保守住，今天只要我们不是那个可以被吞吃的，你绝对不用担心的。
But if we seek after God, if we fear Him and obey Him, then the devil has no strength or power.
因为其实有时候神让我们遇到困苦是要教导我们的。
Yes, we may encounter trouble and difficulty, but those are challenges God has given us so that we can rely on. 但神不是
要毁灭我们，他是要拯救我们的。
God wishes not to destroy us, but to save us.
所以在这里有神的平安。
So on the highway of God, there will be peace.
只有赎民走在上面。
Only the redeemed will walk on.
在上面你就看到很多弟兄姐妹一起在行走。
And on this highway, we'll see many brothers and sisters walking this path with us.
这条路是喜乐的路。
This is a way of joy.
看第十节。
Verse 10, and the ransomed of the Lord will return. They will enter Zion with singing. Everlasting joy will crown their heads.Gladness and joy will overtake them, and sorrow and sighing will flee away.
这条路，你看，它有盼望，有喜乐。
There is joy, there is hope.
因为这条路最后是引到永生的。
Because this highway leads to eternal life.
今天主耶稣他救赎我们，进入他的国度里。
Jesus saves us today to enter His kingdom.
这个，他说他们得到欢喜快乐。忧愁叹息都逃避了。
Gladness and joy will consume them, and sorrow and sighing will flee away.
真的得到自由，在基督里面得到自由。
Freedom in our Lord Jesus Christ.
那我们得到满足。
To gain true satisfaction.
主耶稣的恩典何等美好。
How blessed is the grace of our Lord Jesus.
这也是我们今天教会的目标。
This is our goal of our church.
我们要建设我们的神的家，像这样子。
If we want to establish our church, then we need to make our church a household of God.
大家都很喜乐来到神的面前。
Everyone overjoyed to come before God.
然后都一起追求来荣耀神，让神得喜乐。
And seeking after a mutual goal that is to please our Lord Jesus Christ.
然后我们得到力量之后，我们愿意出去再去传扬他的福音。
And then we gain power from our Lord so that we can go out and preach the gospel.
同时，我们得到我们有这个神的爱充满了，我们愿意去关心弟兄姐妹的。
And then we have the love of Christ that touches our hearts so that we in turn are willing to help others.
那这当中我们得到满足。
But through all this we gain fulfillment and satisfaction.
我们发现有主真好。
And we realize how precious is our Lord.
他为我们预备的国度是有荣耀的。
And how wonderful and majestic is the kingdom that He has prepared for us.
那我们都一起来走在这条圣路上。
That's how we walk on this highway.
我们一起来唱诗。
Let's sing Him.
187首。
187.